Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
What is up, everybody? It is Q here with another brand spanking new episode of Project Unreal, the most unrealist podcast on the Project Nerd Network. Now, for this episode, I am joined by Jay from High Five the Podcast. What up, Jay?
What up, Q? Good to see you again.
Likewise. It's been, I don't know, at least three or four different podcasts ago that you and I
talked. I know. At least 2 hours or four.
As everybody knows, we're only friends on podcasts, and then we never talk to each other outside of recording. So,
nope.
Them's is facts. Speaking of facts, it's a fact that our special guest comedian for this episode is going to be the unpredictable Mel Hyde. What's happening, Mel?
Hey, I am here for podcast-only relationships. I feel like that's very healthy. And that's kind of how I want to run my social life now. Although I don't do many podcasts.
I see that you brought your wingman, which I really appreciate.
He's my comedy comedy duo. He's actually been on a couple comedy stages. He's been roasted before.
What is his name?
His name's Bailey, named after Bailey's Irish cream because of his color.
Fantastic.
He was called Taco before, and I was kind of mad about that. I was like, that is inappropriate. He's a Chihuahua, for those of you that can't see.
Sure.
If you're listening, he's a tiny Chihuahua, and he's like mastered the side eye. For those of you watching,
Stop looking at me like that, Bailey.
He's my phone a friend. If I need any any help,
some help to figure out what's going on.
Oh yeah, this is actually my first podcast that I've ever done, and I'm very excited about it. So thank you for popping my podcast, Jerry.
Gosh, I am so pumped! What a terrible podcast you've picked to do.
I didn't pick it.
You're right. It picked you.
I say exactly. It's like yes, exactly. Like Excalibur. I don't know.
Yes, exactly like Excalibur. Jay has a digital sword.
Did you say? As you say, a salad bar.
I'm not drunk. You're drunk.
Bar.
Okay,
it's a salad bar.
pull out a salad bar.
I'm gonna go to Ruby Tuesdays and get me an egg salad bar.
Gross.
An
don't go to Ruby
bar.
Tuesdays for an egg salad bar. I do not recommend that. Well, for everyone who has tuned in to Salad Bar Chat, we really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Ruby Tuesdays.
Don't go there because you'll get food poisoning. So, everybody, you have tuned in not to Salad Bar Chat, instead to Project Unreal. And just to kind of recap for the listeners, this may be the first time you're listening to one of these episodes, this is where we gather Project Nerd personality and mash them together with a comedian personality, shake, stir, add ice, pour out, see what happens. Now, this episode in particular, we're going to play a favorite game of ours, and that is called What the Hell Are You Teaching? That's not the real name. I just made that up just now. Improv's already happening, guys. It's already flowing.
Welcome back. What the hell are you teaching
about? What the hell are you talking about? So in this game, what's going to happen is we've got Mel, Jay, and myself are all going to be substitute teachers for a class. The catch is each one of us will not know what class we're teaching. And through the class segment, which will run about 5-10 minutes, the other two who are not teaching the class are going to try and help nudge the teacher in the right direction of figuring out what class they are teaching. Now, last time
like
we played this,
most substitute teachers don't know what they're teaching anyway.
That's so true. Yeah, so true. So then, really, if we want to stay true to life, by the end of it, we still don't have to figure out what we're teaching. We just collect a paycheck and go home. Perfect. Well, that's what's happening. So I'll be sending out paychecks as soon as the recording is ended. So in just a minute, I'm going to send both of you guys your classes, and then we're going to break. You're going to take a look, and then when we come back, things will stop being real and will get very unreal.
Oh, all right. Hello, everybody. I'm sorry. I know I'm a little bit. Oh,
Mr. Erickson.
Yes, you in the back.
Yeah. I don't know how. This feels morally wrong to me, but I respect, you know, the content of the class, but I want to make sure that we're on the same page. And there's some problematic stuff that happened, and I just you know what. I know you're new and
I totally understand. And what's actually ironic with that is that I know this is the first day for this, and I'm not actually Mr. Erickson. So he's out today. I'm a substitute teacher, so I'm going to be getting you guys started. What we're going to need to do
is... You guys are both redheads. That's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to have to get me caught up from where the syllabus was. So if you guys don't mind, you can call me Chester Moist Cheeks. I know weird... Chester is a weird name, but you can call me Chester or Mr. Moist Cheeks. Don't care. Anyway, so if you don't mind, just kind of get me caught up real quick from where we're coming in from the syllabus, and we can go from there.
Mr. Moist Cheeks.
Yes, the really young person in this class for whatever reason.
I'm very advanced for my age. I tested out of kindergarten directly into high school. So
okay, yes.
Well, I was gonna say that. I agree with Shelly in the back that this is a very inappropriate class to be teaching, but you made it worse because you made fun of my age, and I think that's also very inappropriate.
So I do want to dive into that. So controversy is a big topic with this class, as you've both indicated. So Shelly in the back, if you don't mind, about this topic is most offensive to you?
There was just so much, like, first of all, the women didn't get their due. I think that they were so much better than, like, the media was, like, trying to play them out as. And, like, the guys got all, like, the cool stuff. And, like, it was bullshit because the women were, like, the best. They should have been, like, you know, they were, like, making all the rules and... I'm just saying, as a woman, it just does not, as a young, independent, just up and coming woman, it just does not sit well with me.
Hey, Chester, hey, teach.
Yes,
it's me.
Very aggressive,
it's me.
Sir.
It's me, the bully in the back right side of the class.
Gotcha.
Quick question. I just want to know if this has anything to do with the new Assassin's Creed game. It's the only reason I'm here. I want to play games, and you're here to teach them, I'm guessing. I don't really pay attention in class, but I'm figuring that's what you're here to talk about.
So I am going to say that essentially in a class about pillaging and Viking culture, we don't get so much into the new digital technology. We're really looking more at the core of raping and pillaging.
Wow. So what you're saying is you're not going to teach me how to play Xbox?
Is that it? Well, if what you mean by play Xbox is really look at the...
I mean play Xbox, teach. Like a video game.
And so, and when women don't get their due,
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I'm out of here.
No, don't leave. Don't leave. I need to get invited back as a substitute. So don't leave. Where's that really young kid?
Yes.
What do you have to say to all this?
I think you should probably stop interrupting the girl in the back of the class that's trying to talk.
Yes, Shelly.
Thanks. I know. Yes. The Viking culture had the women were, but the things that they did to the other, it was just gross. It was rude. It was rude, first of all. And they didn't have to do that. They could have just talked out their problems and, they'd have talked it out instead of,
being Vikings.
I guess what I'm most curious about, teacher, what'd you say your name was? Moist butt?
Moist cheeks.
Wet butt?
No, Chester Moist Cheeks.
Soggy ass?
Moist cheeks.
Where's that from? What's the?
It's Belgian.
Belgian. How do you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you write it on the board for me? I just need to see.
There are four umlauts in it, and I'll be honest, I ran out of chalk.
Oh no! Well,
yeah,
okay.
I wrote chest up here, and then I ran out of chalk, so it just says chest up on the board.
All right, so I'm just gonna call you Chest then. Chest, Mr.
Yes.
Chest,
bully in the back.
No, I'm not the bully in the back. I think that's a weird assumption of my personality. The bully in the back left. He said he announced it to the whole class. You begged him really sadly not to go, but I'm not him. I'm a totally different guy. So anyway,
sorry.
Thanks, Mr. Chest. Quick question. So considering the fact that this class is so inappropriate, I find it interesting that you're taking such a fanciful approach to it. You're treating it like it's something to be admired. And I'm just curious as to what's behind that. How could you actually think that it's something beautiful almost?
I got a question. I think. Hi, I'm Mindy, and I transferred 2 weeks ago, but I feel I think what we're trying to do is there's a flow to what happened, and it's kind of it's a dance almost, so it's actually really beautiful. I don't know, Shelly's kind of a feminist and stuff, and I don't buy into that, but I feel There's more to it. Don't you think?
There's always more to it. And what I think is, and I don't want to use the word beautiful, what the not bully said, but what I think is intriguing about a topic such as this class is that it allows us to explore humanity in different facets. So
humanity and other things the humanity of violence or something like that.
Yes, the beauty of murder.
Mr. Wet Moist Cheeks. Sure.
Chest is fine.
Quick question. So you had mentioned Vikings earlier, which seems appropriate for this class, but I was just curious, are you going to be passing out those cool pointy hats later, or is that just out the window?
At a KKK rally?
There's an unusually... Whoa! Teach! That's a really inappropriate thing to bring up.
Listen, you brought up pointy hats, not me, little
one,
boy.
To one very young class member.
okay, like, I know I'm in the back and I really should be in the front of the class, but it's Shelly again, Mr. Chest. I don't know. I feel like that's gross and we shouldn't, like, we don't want to expound on your name anymore, so I'm just kind of call you substitute teacher. Yeah, sure. But, like, I should be in the front, and we're talking about where we were in the curriculum, and yes, we're talking about biking. We're talking about pillaging. But then Mindy wanted to get on about, like, the flow of it and the beauty of it. And I think she's wrong. I mean, I don't want to argue with what's on the syllabus. And it's written right there. I mean, you got it when you came in. You should have got an email with the syllabus. But, like, the pillaging, but, like, I know we're on the chapter of the gracefulness. I don't buy into that.
Mr. Chest, I'm going to agree with Shelly, but I have one question to take it even further. Now I'm sad that we're not getting pointy hats, but my real question is, you said that you were going to use, like, paintings as an example of this. And I was just curious if you're going to use any other sort of, like, mixed media representations.
No, just paintings.
Like, were there any,
which painting are you most excited to see?
I really like all the ones that, you know, showed a historical depiction of, like, the Vikings, like you said, really, like, laying waste to villages. Coming okay, in yeah, and then taking we're, things.
We're definitely going to see those in the beauty of murder class.
No. I don't, is that a different class that you're teaching? Because that's not this
I
class.
Don't know. It sounds like this one.
I don't, why did they, who are you?
like laying waste to villages is very violent.
I feel like you're getting off topic here. We started
I don't know what the topic
about,
is.
About Vikings. And now you're talking about murdering. You're clearly an ageist and you might have problems with feminism. You're chalking up to really be an inappropriate and terrible substitute teacher. Yes, Shelly.
Mindy, it's Mindy.
Sorry, Mindy.
I know we look the same, except I have curly hair and she has long straight blonde hair, but it's fine. But it's fine. I know we look the same. But the Viking raids was like the last chapter, and I know that's still like we're on the right track, but this next one, Mr. Erickson, who was supposed to be here, he was going to talk to us about the flow and he was going to tell us about the painters and who made these beautiful renditions and it was just like,
Hey teacher, what do you call a painting?
A painting
is a piece of
art.
Huh? And then yeah. It's so you're going to teach us about
the arts of Vikings.
Pretty close. The art of Viking art. Pillaging, robbing, stealing,
murder,
taking over a village. Nope.
There's a
raiding.
Football team in Oakland.
Yeah, I think you said it. Actually, you finally figured out what class you're supposed to be teaching.
So you wanted the exact vernacular of the art of Viking raids, as opposed to just in general us talking about the murder that happens during those raids and the beauty of it, which is what I was trying to talk about.
Credit.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is an elementary school class. I don't know why you're here.
Thank you.
like, everybody shut up. I know I'm not your usual teacher, but we're going to get through this day. I've had a shit week. I know I'm not supposed to be cussing in front of you kids, but it's a pandemic and I'm here. Why the hell am I here? But like, we're going to work through this. I need to make some extra money. And you kids, for some god awful reason, are here. Your parents don't care about you. So can you just help me out? Like, what exactly is going on? Because, like, for real.
I'll be honest, you are the most direct substitute we've had yet. I would say that it puts me in a whole other place. Like, I don't know. Oof.
Okay, well, so I feel like there's an issue. I don't even know why I'm at the school. I feel like the power's weird. Like, the lights keep cutting out. It's kind of lame. I know you're here because you're in this district. Like, I don't get it, but I'm here. You're not helping me out, kid. What is it?
It's me, bully in the back from the other class. Quick question.
Why you gotta introduce yourself?
What's your name? Who are you?
I'm Miss Sanderson, and it's M-I-S-S. Okay, M-I-S-S.
That is fine.
Wait, so is it like your title and then your last name, or is your last name Miss Sanderson? Miss Sanderson.
You know what? At this point, I honestly don't care. You call me whatever you want. Do you want to call me?
All right, Mr. Chest, I have a quick question for you.
I'm just here as an observer this time, but I actually do want to ask a question of the teacher, and then I'll leave. I shouldn't be here, but when something like this really occurs, do you find that the science element of it or the horror or the psychoanalytical element of it freaks you out the most? And I'll take my answer off air. Bye.
I don't know what. I knew this was going to be a problem because, like, it was too easy to get this job. So, you guys are kind of freaking me out. It's a little getting me the heebie-jeebies.
Listen, I'll be honest. I just took this class because I'm a big fan of both John Lithgow and Star Trek. And so, you know, when we come to really approaching this topic, are you going to dive into the specific, you know, people involved and how it relates?
All I know is John Lithgow was that asshole that made dancing illegal. So he can go kick rocks. I'm sorry, I'm going to censor myself because you kids deserve better, even though you're not a kid and why are you even here? But
Miss Anderson, I have a question. My question is more towards our surroundings. Have you noticed that everything is in black and white? And my question is everything going to remain in black and white for the remainder of the class, or is this just a temporary thing?
I feel almost like this is a dream. Like, am I dreaming? Is this like, are we in another, like,
Quick question. If this is a dream, Teach, can I get an A in your dream? Because that would be awesome.
I'll be honest. When I took this class, I had very, very stark reservations about, I'm not a scientist. I don't really enjoy diving into how things work. But the idea of another, well, like floating doors and such really appeals to me. So are we going to learn how to float doors in this class?
Am I taking crazy pills? Have we stepped into another dimension between time and space?
But how do we do that? I know we have. We all know we're here.
Well, I'll ask.
This seems very, very advanced for a middle school and. This is probably not a movie, but it's fine.
It's very advanced, to be honest. And as the resident bully at this school, it's really the only class that I pay attention to. And I did have to ask, do Newton's laws still apply here, or is it like just a free for all?
Are we talking like this is we're getting kind of on a tangent here? We talking interstellar travel? Are we talking parallel dimensions? Because there's a lot of players at play here.
I will say I threw this ball like directly up in the air and it still came down. So I'm guessing that this still applies even here in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Well, gravity tends to stick around. We don't fuck with the gravitational force here in this class.
And so, if we want to learn, like how to make them like an eyeball float, or like
what windows. Sort of scientific principles, I think, is what that nerd or like, is trying to say. Like what sort of like scientific
how windows
principles
just shatter in midair and such. How would we make that happen with these scientific principles?
I've seen something with your brain, like telepathy, telekinesis. I don't know. All those models.
I bet that
movies.
Would happen in an episode of that show. You're right.
The Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Yeah. And learning this.
So we're talking about the science of the Twilight Zone.
Or yeah.
How shit happens in the Twilight Zone. How and why?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good.
Physics specifically.
Okay.
But I did have to ask, just since you are, I guess, going to finish this class, whether it's a dream or not, can I still get that A? Like,
hey, that's up to you.
Okay. So I got an A. I'll see you guys later. Bye. Hey there, students.
Why does it smell so weird in here, you guys? It
did you know
really
this was
bad.
The right room because of the smell?
I'm going to be honest.
Actually.
I did. First off, that was from me. I apologize. I ate some chili beans right before I came on. But here's the deal, kids. All right. I can teach each and every one of you how to make this exact same smell. All right. My name
That's
is Mr. Johnson,
here.
And I am your new best friend.
Oh, God. I don't know one of these.
My mom always said teachers shouldn't be friends.
Hold on. I think I can understand you better if I go ahead here and flip my hat backwards. I'm also going to sit. I'm also going
like
to sit
me.
In this chair.
Guys,
I'm gonna sit in this
like
chair
me.
Backwards. I'm gonna rap with you because I'm like one of you guys. You know what I
he's
mean?
Like me.
I'm a cool hip happening teacher. I know what's up. Right?
I addressed him immediately. Okay. Well, so, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, that is my formal name. You can call me Tab if you like.
Tab. My first question is really, when you're preparing this,
yes,
what's your favorite utensil to use to cut it?
First off, straight up, a spoon. Everybody knows that. Spoon is the best way to cut it, right? We're talking about cheese. We're cutting the cheese. It's the smell that was
there's a lot of stuff going on. Like my nose, there's like a burning in my nose because like there's an extra something here that's like, it's like a chemical something. It's just, I don't know what it is.
That also could be the tear gas that I brought in with me.
This is very relaxing. Hopefully,
kids
like,
are into tear gas. I don't know.
Are you wanting to use that to accentuate?
Listen, if things get to that,
for for 2020. Oh my God, Kevin.
You know what?
It's like a
that
new 2021.
That could be that's an interesting amazing. Way to approach it. Wait.
That's really cool.
What do you say? Are you saying that instead of shoving fruit in there, you want to shove tear gas in there?
It's like 2020 themes. Yes.
Oh, like, yeah,
as,
of course.
And
yes.
as you use it, tear gas.
Exactly. Now
kids.
That's really smart. That's really
I don't
smart.
Even have to teach this class. You're clearly all the smartest.
We're, now we're very invested. We're very invested. Could you start from the beginning and tell us how you would make it?
Sure. First off, where the fruit goes, instead of fruit, you're going to shove tear gas. And then
I
tear gas.
Like
but it's all representative.
That's not one
all,
of the first steps,
guys,
though.
Guys, it's because I'm the teacher y'all don't understand yet. It's all representative of 2020.
Yeah, parents don't understand. That's what I heard.
Man, that's right. My buddy Will Smith said that.
Oh, your buddy?
Parents don't understand. Wait, okay, I think we're buddies. Am I like a proud boy or something? Because I'm pretty sure we're buddies.
I hope not.
Me too. I don't want to be represented as that at all, kids.
No, it'd be neat if you were friends with Will Smith. It would have no bearing on this class whatsoever. If
okay.
You were
no,
well, then
it
we are. We're very good friends.
No.
Yeah, it's just neat of that a neat little fact about
I'm
you.
Sure, I'm sure what we make here, Will Smith might use, but like
I, you know what I, and the thing about it is, and I know this might be inappropriate to say because you're a substitute teacher, but most of the time when I'm thinking about this, I'm naked. And so,
sure. Well, hey, that's not inappropriate. Like I said, I'm substitute teacher second, your new best friend first. Okay. So you can.
I don't think best friends see each other naked, Mr. Johnson.
Say that again. What's your name?
Tab.
My name's Allison.
Allison?
I
what's
got
that,
a name
Allison?
Tag on my desk.
Sure. I can't read. So.
Well, that would actually make sense why you're teaching a class about doing something. So
I don't think you have to read to know how to
physical.
Do this. It's more like a skill.
Exactly.
It's like a trade almost, right?
Are you talking about how I can survive in the wilderness like Bear Grylls kind
no,
of?
No, it would
kind
be
thing?
Honestly after you nope. did that for a while, you'd probably want to
oh,
use some of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely need to pack some with you if you're going to go out into the wilderness.
Oh, man, you'd just be so filthy.
Soap, got it. I am teaching a soap-making class.
Yes, well, advanced soap-making, of course.
Fantastic.
That's where the bear
Because they're
going to
put tear
in.
Gas in it for 2020.
That's where the tear
That's
gas
right.
comes in.
Tear gas soap. I knew that, kids. We're friends. We're all just cool. I'm also like a kid. We're just cool kids hanging out, talking about soaps.
We're too young to go to the protest, so we just want to smell like we were there.
You will use this tear gas soap that I made for you, Allison.
I will. I'm already doing it. Oh, it burns.
Class dismissed. Hey, you guys want to tell me where all the cool hangout spots are? I'm ready to go. Let's go hang out.
You go behind the bleachers and then you stay there and we all go home.
Guys, what are we talking about?
All right, I'll see you guys behind the bleachers.
What?
Sounds cool. I'll see you guys there.
Hey, everybody. Q here again, being very real. Unfortunately, due to some technical issues, we lost the last part of the episode where Mel, our wonderful guest, gets to plug all of her social media and things that she has going on. So instead, I'm here to tell you about all those amazing things. You can follow Mel on Instagram at Mel_HY19 for all sorts of fun, weird things that she's up to. You can also follow her, and I highly recommend checking out her Twitch stream. It is also Mel_HY19. She's doing this thing every Sunday. She is getting inebriated and reading chapters from 50 Shades of Grey. It's too good for words. So please go check her out. Follow her on social media. Also, continue to check out all of the amazing podcasts right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. We will be back again next week with another episode. And until then, keep it real.